The U.S. sanctions include visa restriction policy for current or former Ethiopian government officials, members of the security forces, and other individuals. Some members of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the party whose forces are fighting with the government in the region, will also be targeted. Washington says it will place restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia. The U.S. is the largest provider of bilateral assistance in Ethiopia, with its long-term investments in the country over the past 5 years alone amounting to over $4 billion. The sanctions also apply to Eritrean government officials, in addition to the existing broad restrictions on assistance to Eritrea. The Ethiopian government has called the decision by the United States unfortunate. I'm Colette Wanjohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.